I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's called Little Rock Missionary Baptist Church in Gulfport, Mississippi, and it's now the focal point for relief work in their community. International Aid's helping this church and others like it, enabling them to reach out in Jesus' name. Pastor Lee J. Adams says the aid's called blessings from the Lord, and without it, outreach wouldn't be possible. According to Adams, the assistance that International Aid is providing is allowing them to minister.
It causes, first of all, for us to have fellowship with those who don't know the Lord. In order to get something, they have to come.
That's when they're able to share their faith. Next, while Hurricane Katrina has been the focus of world news, another natural disaster has delayed ministry in Thailand. Last month, flooding in the north forced the evacuation of 100,000 people and cost $50,000 in damage to Talking Bibles International, says Paul Hoekstra.
One of the studios that we work with to produce New Testament recordings was damaged. Water level came up to about the window height and caused a lot of damage to equipment and also to valuable master recording.
Masters were archived, but funding is needed to help with repairs. Pray that production can resume quickly. And frequent blackouts in the Dominican Republic have for years resulted in the loss of production for the Transworld radio staff. The blackouts often lasted for hours, shutting down studios and leaving only computers running in the office. However, a generator and new studio equipment are now helping sustain the ministry. The staff now has a reliable power supply and equipment required to keep producing the Christian programs that are reaching thousands in the Americas. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.